In our first reading, St. Paul gives us a warning and an advice, especially when we are in trouble, experiencing suffering and difficulties. He said, "You have observed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions, and my suffering. What persecutions I endured, yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. Indeed, all who want to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." Our Christian faith and life are not easy, and we cannot endure this without God's grace and help. And those people who can be our inspiration to continue in life. We need mentors like the apostles, holy men and women, and all faithful Christians to keep us in the truth, to profess that faith, and live what God wants us to do. If our Catholics are weak in faith, it is because our parents, our teachers, our priests, and our leaders are weak in faith. The only way to ensure that we will be able to stand up to the faith and be witnesses for Christ and to serve humbly, faithfully, and courageously against all oppositions and trials is when we have good mentors and leaders to show us the way. We are called to be mentors and teachers. So be strong in faith and be witnesses to others. Be a good example. If we are weak, how can we teach others about our faith? So St. Paul is telling us, keep, nurture, and live that faith so that others may do the same. Let us ask the intercession of St. Boniface, who faced discouragement and failure, and learn from them. He heard God's message in the moments of his failure and used what he learned to serve God better. So may Saint Boniface inspires us to continue the works of God amidst failures, crises, problems, and difficulties. Saint Boniface, pray for us. Amen.